Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, gang, and welcome to the Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. Oh, you're back now, are you, Goldstein? Yeah, I'm back now. Oh, you're gallivanting off to the snooker, are you? Well, I saw you on the telly, you look great. Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, it looks amazing. Okay, well, let's just stick to the podcast. No, I'm just saying, yeah, look great. Thanks very much. Anyway, we begin today's podcast with the reaction to the big derby we all wanted to play in when we were dreaming of becoming a professional footballer. No, not the Milan derby. No. Not the Manchester derby. No. The big one. The M23 derby. Yeah, named after a motorway. As Palace beat Brighton in the Premier League.
Surely now Crystal Palace safe in the Premier League for another season. Brighton, well, they're looking nervously over their shoulders. Brighton 1, Crystal Palace 2.
It's a sore one. That's an understatement. I thought for the majority of the game, we were the ones pushing to try and win the match. And then to get done like that at the end is obviously very, very painful. But it can happen. It's football. We have to accept it, but it doesn't feel very nice. Yeah, I think there are probably only two actions in our box, I can remember. But maybe I'm wrong. But that's ultimately the level that you can be punished from not too much. It's a bit of how it's been for us. But we have to respond to this.
When you play them, you've got to produce the sort of gutsy performance we did if you want to come away with anything. So I'm pleased with the team, proud of the team, and happy with the 32 points, but I'll be even happier when I've got 38 points on the board.
Talk Sport, sports update.
Well, fans could be back in stadiums in England from the 17th of May as part of the Prime Minister's roadmap for leaving the lockdown.
The turnstiles of our sports stadia will once again rotate, subject in all cases to capacity limits depending on the size of the venue.
Great news, by the way. The whole country should be lifted now with that news, because there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Slowly but surely, it would appear, coming out of this mire.
Do you know what? I feel positive. I don't think you can't. It's great news for the whole country, and everybody's been waiting to hear what he's got to say. We have to go on what he's just said and get behind him. Believe that come that date, we're all going to be back to normal.
Now, what a guest this was. It was the West Ham and England midfielder Declan Rice on TalkSport Breakfast. He told the wonderful Lord Woods and Ali McQuish and Joe Mahara about the unity of the players at West Ham and how Jose Mourinho's criticism of the Hammers spurred the players on against Spurs. You Spurs there twice, haven't I?
I think I read during the week that, you know, Mourinho said that at the end of the season there'll be no comparison where Spurs are going to be compared to West Ham, and we're going to overtake them. And you read stuff like that as players. I think he said that on their Spurs YouTube channel, so that.
Let's go until the end and let's see what the table will give us. Because in the end, the table always gives you what you deserve.
You read that as players and you think, yeah, that's going to make me go out there today and prove you wrong. You know what I mean? You're going to go out there today and even want to put on an even better performance. So I think all the lads knew that, and we wanted to go out there yesterday and really beat Spurs. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons as well.
The initial shot is saved, but the rebound is turned in by Mikel Antonio, and it's a dream start for West Ham United.
I can say firsthand, probably this is the best West Ham team that I've been a part of in the 4 years that I've been in the team. You know, the unity, the love the lads have got for each other, the banter on a day-to-day basis, and then, you know, when you're on the training pitch and obviously match days, the seriousness to go out and get a win. Now, the mentality's just changed completely. And I think you can see that on the pitch. You know, we're fighting for each other. We're giving 100%, and regardless of however the result's going to go, you know, we know we're coming off that pitch that we've given everything. And like you said, the likes of Thomas and Vladimir have been outstanding. They're great lads as well.
And we'll have more from Declan Rice a little bit later on in the podcast. Now, on the flip side of the coin, Daddy Murphy believes Spurs could be fighting higher up the league if Mourinho wasn't in charge. We'll also hear from Jamie O'Hara and Michael Dawson on the problems with Tottenham's defence. But first up, it's old Murphy boy.
When you look at Leicester's squad and Tottenham's squad, there's not too much difference. If anything, you would argue that Tottenham could possibly have the better players, especially in attacking areas. When you look at Kane, OK, Vardy's done brilliantly. But when you look at Son, would he get in Leicester's team, Son? I think so. I think he'd have a hell of a chance. We're looking at two teams that are pretty level in terms of squads, and we could argue that till we're blue in the face. The point is that I think another coach could get more out of Tottenham and could put them in a position where Leicester are, even with the squad they've got.
His left-footed shot, whilst on target, carried very little power, and Hugo Lloris couldn't keep it out.
For any successful team, you have to keep clean sheets. With that front three that they've got, they're going to score goals. Spurs will always score goals, but at the moment, they can't defend crosses. Whenever a cross comes in, I think they're going to concede a goal. You can feel it, and when you've lost five out of six, that's what happens.
The players ain't good enough, and he hasn't been given the money or the transfer budget to go and get the players that he really needs, and the players that the whole back four isn't good enough.
Sanchez is twisted into the ground, he falls over, he drills that into Gundogan's path, he brings it down, he leaves Sanchez on the floor.
He needs two new centre-halves, proper decent centre-halves that you can rely on and build a partnership instead of having to change it every week because they keep making mistakes.
I don't know what you mean by crisis. If crisis is frustration and sadness in the dressing room, I would say so, because nobody is happy.
So in terms of a crisis, yes, but not in terms of him. I don't think it's let's get Mourinho out the door. I don't think that's the case yet.
Yes or no, Dad? Should I support Arsenal from now on? What would you say?
I'd say yeah, go for it. We're always going to be
disgusting.
Guys, you're an absolute disgrace.
Guys,
you're a disgrace.
You are, guys.
You're a disgrace.
Why?
You're an absolute.
Are you Spurs fan? You're telling you don't support Arsenal.
Guys, you're a disgrace.
Now on Saturday, the Chelsea manager Thomas Tuchel substituted his sub Callum Hudson-Odoi against Southampton, which drew criticism from Tony Cascarino in the last podcast.
It's a 20-year-old lad that he substituted and made an example of. That I'm not so comfortable with, because I didn't see anything wrong that he'd done.
We'll hear from Tuchel, as well as Danny Murphy again, and why he thinks that the Blues boss may be risking alienating his squad by stamping his authority too much. Although Simon Jordan doesn't agree.
AVB went in there. Abramovich said, break up that dressing room. And then he sold him down the river when he realised that the dressing room was stronger than the manager. In this instance, you've got a manager that is A, able to carry a tune, B, has a resume, and C, has the courage of his convictions, and D, knows he's got 18 months and no time to muck about, and has already pinned his flag to the flag pass saying, I've got 18 months and I've got to build this team into winning the Premier League or winning the Champions League in the next 18 months. I haven't got time to carry along people. I've given you a message, son. Which part of that message do you not understand? Now you understand it, don't you?
Hakim Ziyech is on now in place of Callum Hudson-Odoi. So two changes there made for Chelsea.
I already said right after the game, this is the decision for today. This is the lesson to learn from today for him, for me also. And we go on. And then it's forgotten, and it's absolutely the way. So in here in Coben, between us two, between me and the team, business as usual, no big thing.
It's an easy one for the man to say, the next day he come in smiling, he was happy, he trained well. But he's not going to come out and tell you, do you know what, he'd come in and cause all sorts of problems. He would have the right ump.
The risk he's taking as a new manager is he's trying to be a bit too much of a tyrant. He's trying to stamp his authority too much. And what tends to happen is a group of senior players who've got a bit about them turn around in their little corners and quietly and say, hold on, who have we got here? What have we got here? He thinks he's the dogs, you know. He thinks he's the top boy. And all of a sudden, rightly or wrongly, I'm not saying that's right, but that's what happens. And players start going, he thinks he's God's gift, this fella. He thinks he can do what he wants. He's a tyrant.
And don't forget, Chelsea face Atletico Madrid. Not Atletico. A lot of people say Atletico. It's not. It's A-T. At Atletico Madrid. Tonight, the first leg of the Champions League last 16 tie. It's live on TalkSport, don't you know. Coverage gets underway at 7 p.m. Now, can Everton make the top four this season? And do they have a better chance of getting into the Champions League than rivals Liverpool after their Merseyside derby win? We'll ask John Parrott, what's the snooker player, Yeah, that's one. Yeah, he's a big Evertonian fan. Oh, he was on TalkSport, was he? Yeah, that's right, yeah. Hence me reading it out. Okay. And the males, Dominic King and Danny Murphy.
The Toffees will be zooming. They'll be FaceTiming their red mates tonight. Coppites will be pressing the big red decline button all over the city.
Confidence is low. I think the strength and depth question mark is now there compared to someone like City, even probably the likes of Chelsea United in terms of squad depth. They've not had these problems in the previous years and with their successful periods.
Best way to equate it is almost like a boxer being in a fight and he's had one punch too many and he just can't get up from it. And that's what happens now every time someone scores against Liverpool. They're gone.
And Everton leading the Merseyside derby, and Richarlison has scored in another game at Anfield.
It's like one punch is putting them out. You could see after 3 or 4 minutes on Saturday that they weren't going to get back into it.
Second season syndrome is stuff. They normally say that about promotion teams. They do it the first year great, and the second year they fail. It's just not happened. And at the moment, it's going to be a struggle for top four. It's going to be a struggle for top six.
There's part of me that still thinks there's a small chance with the quality they've got if they can turn it round. But the form recently does not suggest they're going to go on a winning streak of 4 or 5 games.
Things are going badly wrong at Liverpool right now.
They're
in a tailspin. And Everton went there knowing it was their best chance in 22, where how many years it was since Kevin Campbell scored. We all knew that Everton had a great chance because Liverpool were vulnerable, and they are.
Duncan Ferguson looks as if he's about to burst into tears. Evertonians all over Merseyside probably are, because it's finished Liverpool 0, Everton 2.
It's the best that I've seen Everton play at Anfield since 1995, when Andrzej Kanchelskis scored 2.
Yeah.
I think I've seen pretty much every derby at Anfield since 1991, and I've not seen Everton play with that authority and confidence.
Champions League is too much. We have to wait a little bit. We are really worried because the next game is at home.
It's like buying a washing machine. If you go and buy a cheap one, right, you'll have to buy it 3 times. If you go and get Carlo Ancelotti in the first place, you've bought your best washing machine. That's what we should have done in the first place. And Mascheri would have saved himself a hell of a lot of money than going for managers who really bought poor players. We spent a lot of money on poor players, and he could have done that right at the beginning. So we've got the manager we deserve.
Now, England all-rounder Ben Stokesy Stokes has spoken exclusively to the former England bowler Steve Harmison ahead of the third test against India. No, it doesn't work. Which starts on Wednesday morning from 8 a.m. Live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. He spoke about the difficulties of living in the bio bubble and why batsman Ollie Popey Pope could go on to have a better test record than Joe Root.
Outside of off stump, cut through gully and away for 4. Ollie Pope is playing it again, and he's playing it well.
If there's going to be someone to take over Joe Root's records that he sets, Popey, I just see him train, see him play, see the way that he goes about the game. The more games he gets under his belt, the better he's going to get. The more he gets exposed to different situations at such a young age, it's only going to do him the world of good.
Kuldeep in for the 18th ball of Moeen's innings. He's come down the pitch, he's missed it, he's stumped. It's game over.
Being stuck in hotels and being stuck at cricket grounds literally is the only thing we're allowed to do out here. It's tough. And when you haven't lived it, you don't quite understand, what it can do to people. People handle it differently. We're in the day and age now where people find it easier to open up on the mental side. It's not seen as a weakness as it probably was, 10, 15 years ago. And we will see the benefits of allowing people to have rest, allowing people to go back home, halfway through a series. And as long as everyone's feeling okay with that, as we are in this team, that's all that matters. So everyone's going to have an opinion, which is fine, but it is what it is.
I'm Jim White, and this is TalkSport Daily.
And if you want a bit more cricket, you need help. But if you get your help and you still want more cricket, why don't you try out the Following On podcast on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Now, as promised, we return to the wonderful Declan Rice on Jesse Lingard and that celebration against Spurs. But which one? The one before the VAR or after the VAR? I don't know why I'm saying it like that because it's probably not mentioned in this piece. They just talk about the celebration.
And that's a brilliant goal from Jesse Lingard, and West Ham double their lead straight after half-time. Jesse Lingard.
He's a ridiculously top, top player. When you play him with a top player, he takes the ball in the half zone, takes the ball in tight areas, relieves the pressure off you. And he's when you're just giving him the ball on the pitch, he's going to do something with it. And obviously what comes with it, he's got a great personality as well, and the lads have really taken to him. And I'm so happy that we've got him here now at West Ham, and hopefully we can do that for much longer for next season as well.
Jesse Lingard, he doesn't mind
mind celebrating. He may as well do it twice as he goes up to the camera.
He deserved to celebrate it for that finish, doesn't
he? Of course he did. It was a fantastic left-footed finish.
After training, like, we're always doing this game called the D. Like, Jamie will know about it, where like a keeper like plays it out to the D, the six-yard box.
Yeah,
he got
two
touches to score.
Yeah.
And Pablo kept scoring, and like, obviously Jesse was there, and Pablo was doing the celebration Jesse's done in the park. And before the game yesterday, Pablo was like, right, we score today, Jesse, you do that. I'm on the guitar, and I'll go on the drums. And like, literally, it was just made up before the game. Like, we just had a little giggle about it, and lucky enough, Jesse scored, and it come off. Like, my drumming needs work, I think.
Yeah, the drumsticks didn't look great.
And I've been turned into a meme overnight.
Now, before I go, let me tell you about some live footy you can hear live and exclusive on TalkSport 2 tonight from 6pm. It's Leeds against Southampton. At 7.45, exclusive again to TalkSport, this time in the Championship, Wickham against Reading. And at 8pm on TalkSport, you can hear live commentary from the Champions League of Atletico Madrid against Chelsea. Come on, the Atletico boys. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar tonight from 10pm, taking your calls after those games. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you've got to do to go get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.